After dealing with Lavan and enduring Esav both running away from the house, as well as the rendezvous in last week's Parsha, the death of Rachel, the mice of Dinah, Shechem, Reuven, and Bilhah, Yaakov just wanted Leshev Bashalva, says the Medrash. Vayeshev Yaakov ve'eretz Meguri Avi ve'eretz Kanan. Bikesh Yaakov Leshev Bashalva. Yaakov wanted a break. Kavatz Alav Rugzel Shal Yosef HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought upon him the tragedy that took place with Yosef. And the question is, why? What was the reason for this? What was wrong? Where did Yaakov err in wanting to dwell in peace and serenity? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lo Dayan LaTzadikim Ma She Mesukin Lehem Lolam Haba Ela She Mevakshim Leshev B'Shalva. Is it not enough, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the tzaddikim are going to have so much shalva in Olam Haba that they also needed in Olam Hazeh? What kind of chutzpah is this? Says the Chasam Sofer, chutzpah? What do you mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tovu meitiv. You can't give the tzaddikim shnei shulchanos? Let them enjoy Olam Hazeh and Bishalva and Olam Haba? Why not? Explains the Chasam Sofer as follows. It's hard to appreciate what you have if you're a guy that has everything you possibly need. If all your mishalosav, arin cheker, are given to you, there's never any appreciation because there's no effort, there's no work that needs to go into it. It's just there, it's waiting for you. But someone who has to work to achieve, has to work to earn something, they feel good about it. They have a hishtokikus. They want something, and they work towards it, and they achieve it. There's no greater simcha than fulfilling your goals, reaching or achieving your dreams and desires. This, as the Chasam Sofer, is the pshat in the pasuk. Poseich es yadecha umasbiya lechol chai ratzon. A fascinating way to understand this pasuk. Open up your hands, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, umasbiya lechol chai, and give, satiate all of the living with what? Give them ratzon. Give them a desire to want more. Because when you feel like we're missing something, then we put in the work and we put in the effort to achieve it, and then we can truly appreciate what we went through, we can appreciate the journey, and what we now have. And the same idea applies to tzaddikim. If a tzaddik has all the pleasures in Olam Hazeh, if they don't feel any lack in spirituality, they don't feel any lack in materially, well then what's Olam Haba going to feel like? They're not going to appreciate Olam Haba because they've already experienced Olam Haba in Olam Hazeh. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I would love to give you shalva in Olam Hazeh as well as in Olam Haba. But you know what? If I give you the shalva in Olam Hazeh, which is only a fraction of the lifetime of pleasure, of nachas and shalom in Olam Haba, you're not going to enjoy, you're not going to appreciate it, it's not going to have the same effect. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, because of that, Lo Dayan LaTzadikim Ma She Mesukin Lehem Olam Haba Ela She Mevakshim Leshev B'Shalva. Yeah, you can be Mevakesh Leshev B'Shalva. In this world, the goal is for a tzaddik, or for anyone, to have the ratzon to leishev b'shalva. Our goal is to get to a level where we can dwell securely, dwell peacefully, benachas. But that benefit, we're not going to experience that ratzon until we reach it, and then we'll enjoy those pleasures only in Olam Haba. This is the message that the Chasam Sofer teaches us, a reminder that number one, there's a ratzon, when we feel a chisaron in our lives, do we really appreciate when we earn it, when we achieve it, and only do we feel a true simcha after receiving it. Our goal is to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu each and every day to imbue within us the ratzon to work hard, to have goals, and to achieve them, and then to make new goals and to achieve those, so that each and every day we feel that there is still so much more to accomplish. Have a great day.